Hello, good evening.
Good morning.
I'm sorry, good morning. It's Saturday. My name is Joshua, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This morning, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. Let me ask you, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Okay, so we can definitely go ahead and continue. Thank you for your time. Thinking ahead up to this November, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday,
Democrat.
November 5th? Oh, okay. Are you definitely going to vote? Are you very likely going to vote?
Definitely going to vote.
Definitely going to vote. Thank you. Your opinion is important. With which political party are you registered? Republican?
Democrat.
Oh, Democrat? Okay, thank you. And what is your main racial background? White, Anglo?
African-American.
Oh, African-American, black. Exactly, thank you. That's what that's here, thank you. And also, what is your age, please? Just to make sure we're speaking to people of all ages.
66.
Okay, thank you very much. I really appreciate that. Generally speaking, would you say things in the city of Miami are going in the right direction, or are they off on the wrong track?
You know, it's in between. They're doing the best they can with what.
Would you lean more to thinking right direction or wrong track in that case?
Right direction. I don't know.
Right direction, right. Thank you. From the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Miami focus on most to help you and your family? Property insurance costs, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, corruption in city government, traffic and congestion, growth and overdevelopment, crime and neighborhood safety, flooding, sea level rise, and environmental resiliency, affordable housing. You can select one.
Just one?
yes, your opinion will also be recorded as
crime,
well.
Crime.
Crime and neighborhood safety, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. You will now be giving a list of some public officials in Miami that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinions or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. Francis Suarez.
I have a favorable opinion with him.
Somewhat or very favorable, would you say?
Somewhat.
Somewhat favorable. How about Keon Hardiman?
Never heard of him.
Never heard of him. Raquel Regalado?
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable. Christine King?
Maybe somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable. How about Eileen Higgins?
Never heard of her.
Never heard of her, right? Okay, thank you. And how about Joe Carroyo?
unfavorable. Can't stand it.
Somewhat or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Oh, very unfavorable. You can't stand, you said, right? Your opinion is extremely important. Daniela Levine Cava, please. Cava.
Oh, yeah, excellent.
Daniela Levine Cava.
Cava, the highest or whatever. She's excellent.
Very, very favorable?
Very, 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 very favorable.
Okay, thank you so much for that. And how about Miguel Gabella?
Not familiar. Don't know.
Okay. You never heard of or you have no opinion about?
I never heard of him.
Never heard of him. How about Manolo Reyes?
Reyes sounds familiar, but I'm not in favor. Somewhat favorable. I've heard
somewhat
of him.
Somewhat favorable.
Yes.
You said somewhat favorable, right, ma'am? Thank
somewhat,
you. And
somewhat.
Also Damian Pardo, please.
Never heard of it, person.
Never heard of him. Okay, thank you. Now, if the general election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote?
Biden,
the Democratic candidate, right? Thank
Biden.
You. And would you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting for Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate?
I'm going to vote for Biden. Yes.
That's definitely right.
Favorable, going to vote. Yes.
Thank you. When voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes Florida constitutional amendments and local ballot referendums that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a few ballot measures that may be on your ballot this November. After hearing each, please indicate if you would vote yes in favor or of the measure or no against the measure. The first Florida constitutional amendment is called Adult Personal Use of Marijuana. And the ballot reads...
I'm in favor of it. Yes.
Okay. Let me just give you a little bit more context. Allows adults 21 years or older to possess, purchase, or use marijuana products and marijuana accessories for non-medical personal consumption by smoking, ingestion, or otherwise. Allows medical marijuana treatment centers and other state licensed entities to acquire, cultivate, process, manufacture, sell, and distribute such products and accessories. Applies to Florida law.
In favor.
Does not change or immunize violation of federal law. Establishes possession limits for personal use. Allow consistent legislation. Defines terms. Provides effective date. We just want you to be aware of the entire amendment. So that's great to hear that. I mean, if the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this Florida constitutional amendment? You said yes or no against, right? Yes in favor, okay? Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor of that amendment?
I'm definitely voting yes in favor.
In favor, thank you. Now, the second Florida constitutional amendment is called Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. And the ballot reads, no law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health as determined by the patient's health care provider. This amendment does not change the legislature constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this Florida constitutional amendment or vote no against this Florida constitutional amendment?
I would vote in favor.
Yes, in favor. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
I'm definitely voting yes in favor.
Thank you so much for your opinion. And there may also be City of Miami questions on the ballot this year. One of those proposals is known as Watson Harbor. And the ballot question reads, shall City amend existing leases governing the mixed-use project at 888 MacArthur Causeway on Watson Island to reduce the overall development, extend term from 75 to 99 years, waive binding and require at no cost to City, a previously approved timeshare residences to be condominiums, increasing revenue to City, inclusion of office space and a new public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
I need to read more about that because I need to think about the environmental issues also. So right now, I'm not really in favorable of it, not right now.
You would say no against as of now, maybe, right, ma'am?
As of now.
Because you have to read more about it, you said, right?
I'm against it right now.
Would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting no against?
I guess I'll probably be voting no against.
Okay.
I got to read
more. Yes, I understand, ma'am. Your opinion is extremely important, though, in the serving the poll. So you will now be given some of the specific components of this Watson Harbor proposal. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each. Creating a new public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay, do you approve or disapprove?
It depends on what they're going to do with the land. It's too many factors.
It develops a little bit more the idea after that in general, I think, in the poll. But as of now, do you approve or disapprove, strongly disapprove or strongly?
I disapprove.
Okay. Would you say strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat
disapprove. Thank you. The next is reducing the overall amount of development. Do you approve or disapprove?
I disapprove.
You somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Yes,
somewhat. It's a prerequisite. Allowing previously approved timeshare residences to be condominiums. Approved or disapproved?
Timeshare. Is this already there, right? They're already there?
Apparently they are. Correct.
Yeah,
allowing
okay,
previously
so, yeah,
approved
I'll approve
timeshare.
That. I'll approve
Do you
it.
Strongly or somewhat approve?
I'll strongly approve it.
Thank you. Allowing office space to be included? Approve
yeah,
or disapprove?
Yes, I approve office space, yes.
Strongly or somewhat approve?
I strongly approve office space.
Thank you so very much. Now, we're almost done at 77% complete. Thank you for your time. It's very valuable. You will now be given a more detailed description of this Watson Harbor proposal. This proposal will update an already voter-approved mixed-use project on Watson Island, which is above the MacArthur Causeway between the city of Miami mainland and Miami Beach. The already approved project includes a marina, two hotels, shops and restaurants, and a waterfront promenade. The marina part of the project has already been built, and this proposal would allow for some of office space to support the viability of the shops and restaurants and allow approved timeshare residences to be condominiums, resulting in over $1 billion of additional tax revenue to the city of Miami. It would also create a new waterfront promenade to allow better public access along Biscayne Bay. This proposal will result in less overall development, meaning that there will be a reduction in the amount of commercial and retail space built and fewer hotel rooms built than voters had previously approved. This project is privately funded, meaning no city dollars will be used. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or no against this referendum?
Yes in favor.
Okay, would you definitely vote yes in favor or probably?
Definitely in favor. No city
definitely
money would be used. Definitely in favor, yes.
Definitely voting yes in favor. Thank you.
Yes.
And regardless of your position, what is the one thing you like most about what you just heard? In your own ideas, in your first person, in the first person.
And what I just heard... Oh, just now, the last statement.
In your
you
own
said?
Words, the last statement. What is the one thing you like the most about what you just
that
heard?
That they're not using city dollars.
Oh, that they're not using city dollars.
Yeah.
Perfect. So you like the fact that they're not using city dollars.
Yeah, you're not taking money from the city. Private people are going to do this, I guess. So that's fine with me.
Exactly. It's privately funded. Correct. Thank you. And what is the one thing you dislike most about what you just heard in your own words as well?
I don't know what I dislike. I don't remember. Nothing stood out when you said it, so.
You don't remember what to dislike right now, right?
Do I have to dislike something? Yeah, I don't know.
Definitely. No worries. And would you be more likely or less likely to vote for a candidate who supports this Watson Harbor proposal? If it would make no difference, you can indicate that as well.
Most likely vote for a candidate that supports the Watson.
Much more likely or somewhat
more
likely?
Much more likely.
Much more likely. Great. I'm now going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish, just to be sure we have a representative sample. And regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate? Someone else?
Biden.
Joe Biden, right. Thank you. Do you think Miami is growing and developing too fast? Too slowly, or about right?
I guess it's probably developing just right.
About right. Okay, thank
about
you.
About right, yeah.
And if you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
I'm a liberal.
Very liberal or somewhat liberal?
Very liberal.
Thank you. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high...
Master's degree.
College graduate with an associate's or two-year degree or a bachelor's, four-year degree?
It's actually a bachelor's with another degree after that.
Postgraduate degree then,
yes,
right?
Postgraduate,
okay.
Yes.
This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I sincerely appreciate your time. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Chris got the icebreaker.